In Shir HaShirim, at the end of the fifth perek, there's a well-known posuk, but it requires a little bit of analysis. The posuk is, the last posuk, Chikoi Mamtakim, his mouth, his palate, is Mamtakim, is sweetness, you know, Mamtakim, that's what they give the little kids in Israel. V'chuloi Machmadim, and his entirety is Chemet, Eloshon of Chemdo, of desire, is desirous. Ze Doidi, this is my beloved. Ze Rei, and this is my friend. B'nai Yerushalayim, and this is, I guess, he's speaking, or Klal Yisrael is speaking to the B'nai Yerushalayim, as they do throughout Shir HaShirim. There's a lot of interaction of telling the world what Hashem means to me. So, Chikoy Mamtakim Uchula Machmadim. So, first Rashi, I noticed something here, that there's two different Rashis. Because I saw Rashi in this one, which has the Mikrois Gedolus and whatever else it has here. And then I didn't remember such a thing, so I looked over here, and I see there's no such Rashi. There's a different Rashi. So I'd like first just for that, just to analyze that for a moment. He does it very simply here. He has a very simple Rashi. Chiko Mamtakim, Dvor of Arevim. Chiko meaning the palate, so that refers to the words that come out of the mouth. Those words are pleasant. Words of Hashem are pleasant. I would just point out that that seems to be a critical factor. Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, and is also Misnabe prophesying that the Klal Yisrael should, will, and should feel the pleasantness of the words. Sometimes this message of the pleasantness of the words of Hashem seems to get lost in the shuffle. It really shouldn't, because every morning when we make Birchas HaTorah, which is the brocha on the mitzvah of learning Torah, the first brocha, we say, and the first thing we say, which is unusual, we don't do it by any other brocha, v'harivnu Hashem Elokeinu, make the words of Torah pleasant. So it's very critical if it's not pleasant. See, today, unfortunately, people don't necessarily realize that. If it's not pleasant, I don't want any part of it. Everybody wants pleasant things. I want pleasant words. You say a harsh word, I don't like it. Say a pleasant word, I like it. Everything should be pleasant. Pleasant is pleasing. Well, I guess the pshat is like this. They are naturally sweet, but the Yetzer Hara interferes. Let's say, for example, I have ADD. I can't concentrate, okay? Or let's say, for example, I have dyslexia. I can't read the words. Or let's say, for example, I'm depressed and nothing can make me... why do you have to hide here? Yeah. Not that you're hiding. Yeah. Why do you have to be hidden? Yeah. Or I have depression. Or let's say I have things that distract me. Anyway, you know, so it can't be pleasant, right? You can't be pleasant if you have interference, you know. Let's say I don't have a pleasant place manager. Let's say I was in a place the other day where the odor was, the stench was so, I didn't know if you're allowed to daven there. You know what I mean? This what? No, I'm just saying there has to be, and the Yetzer Hara has many ways of trying to unpleasant the Torah experience. So we ask for Harev. Anyway, so he says, Chikoy Mamtakim, that's the thing. Your words are pleasant. Ze doidi, ze demus doidi, ze demus rei, v'al kol ele cholisi la'avosoi. V'adug m'klapi ha-kodesh baruch hu kachu. He says, this is the dmus is the image. This is the image of my beloved. This is the image, or the likeness, he calls it, of my friend. And because of these things, cholisi la'avosoi, I have become sick for his love. And of course, we're referring to this is the way we feel towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems very clear that if we don't appreciate the pleasantness, then there's no love of Hashem. The love of Hashem has to do with the pleasantness. Because he says, Chikoy Mamtakim, V'chulei Machmadim, Dvorei V'Arevim, Ze Doidi, Ze Dmus Doidi. This is the likeness, this is the image, this is what he is. If my Doidi and my Rei is not in this Arevim, it's not this pleasantness. If my relationship with Hashem is not a pleasant one, if the Divrei Torah are not pleasant to me, then there's no cholas ava. Cholas ava, the sickness for the love of Hashem, the craving desire for His love, depends upon how pleasant the experience is of learning His Torah and my engagement, my involvement with Him. I think that's a very what?
It's a chiddush.
It's what?
It's a chiddush.
What do you mean? Why is it a chiddush?
Well,
yeah, okay. If that's what you mean, it's a chiddush. Yes. I would say that it's in this space matters. You know, it says ein beis medrash v'lo chiddush. In this space medrash, that's not a chiddush. That's the way it has to be. But you're right. And unfortunately, and that's why I think this is so important. Now look at this. A Rashi over here. Before we get to the Sipurnu, because it's a different Rashi here. I never saw such a thing. Chikom abtach v'chol machmadim. So Rashi says, Rashi says here, chikom abtachim dvorav harevim. So he says part of the arevim is you're not allowed to cut your body in mourning or something like that. So I guess the point of the Torah is drochei darchei noam. The Torah gives us precepts and warnings not to do things that are damaging and detrimental. And so the Torah basically is, you know, that's we say drochei darchei noam. We even learn halachas and yibum from drochei darchei noam. The ways of the Torah have to be ways of pleasantness. Ani Hashem hanemo nashalim schar. Yesh cheich mosuk mizeh? Ah! Oh! He says like this, what's chikom amtakim? He says his words are pleasant. He says, the Torah says, don't rip your body. And you know, ani Hashem, I'm paying you schar for not hurting yourself. Wow, what a deal. He says, don't mutilate your body. Yeah? You don't mutilate your body, I'll pay you schar. What do you mean? Mutilate your body? It's you should get schar for not hurting yourself. That's the arevus. The arevus is that here, he tells me, don't hurt yourself, don't ruin your body, and I'll reward you for it too. It's like here, it's like, go do a good thing for yourself, you know. Hey, go out and go on this, I don't know, this vacation, you know, tremendous vacations, thousands of dollars, and I'll pay for you, and I'll give you extra, I'll give you a bonus just for doing it. I'll give you a schar for doing it. That's the arevus, the extent to which Hashem goes to give us schar, not only for the things that maybe would be damaging to someone else, but even the things that would be damaging to ourselves. Which Rashi says there shouldn't be schar for that, even that. Yesh cheich mosuk mizeh.
Wasn't there some taiva for that at some point? Because that's like what all the
guys were
doing.
But lamaisa, I'm giving you, I'm telling you, don't hurt yourself. So because you listen to me not to hurt yourself, I'm giving you schar. Yeah, I hear, but lamaisa, there's still such a thing. What? Who? The exams get better. Oh, let's see. Al tischablu be'atzmechem itekablu schar. Don't cause a chabura in yourselves, and you get schar for it. Uveshuv rosha mirishosoi ve'osa mishpot utzloko aleihem choyo yichya. Oh, look at this. Avoinois nechshavloi lischuyois yeshcheich mosuk mize. Now this Rashi doesn't exist over here, but look what he says again. He says, a Rosha does tshuva, yeah? And he does mishpot utztoka. Hashem, I guess, does mishpot utztoka aleim, choyo yichya. I'm not sure who that refers to. We have to see the mafoshim, but he's going to live. So a person sins, and then he does tshuva? Hashem says, avinos nechshvu loy kischuyos, lischuyos. His averis, you have this in your Rashi?
It's a separate Rashi.
But why is it here? I don't understand. You mean maybe it's on the next
one? It's really weird. It's like the same thing as Rashi.
What do you mean?
It goes over the same subject again. This Rashi.
Oh, so I don't know. I don't know. Or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. But so anyway, you hear, listen to this. So a guy is a Rosha, and he does tshuva. You know something, sonny boy? We'll consider your averus like mitzvahs. Yesh cheich mosuk mizeh. Could there be any sweeter? So this is the attitude. In other words, we have to look at Hashem as the epitome of sweetness, as the epitome of pleasantness. And the examples are, he's giving us schar for not hurting ourselves. A person can be a rosha, and by the way, you know the Rambam's loshon. Afilu rosha kol yomo v'oso tshuvo b'achroino. He was a rosha all his days. And at the end, it's easier to do tshuva. It's only gates of horror. You're already dying and old and passing from the world. Afilo asa tshuva achroina, ein mazkir lo yishum dover mei rishoy. Not even going to be mentioned.
Why do they see the Old Testament God as a God of wrath?
Who says that? Who says that? What? He no say shefei toorez, hoshev gmul. Hoshev gmul al geyim. The only thing that he's a kel in the comics is on the geyim, on the balei gaiva. The guy that thinks, v'rom levovcha v'shochachta es Hashem elikecho. Such a person, he's a kel in the comics Hashem.
So how do you get such a reputation if he's so sweet?
Because people, I don't know why, I don't know people. I think that the truth of the matter is you just clicked for me something I never understood. I am now a new accusation for the yeshiva world, you hear? Do you know why they emphasize all the negative? They're influenced by the goyim around them. How do you like that? I never thought of that. Wow. And that's probably true. The God of Vengeance of the Old Testament. Vi is kristalsach, hazeh is yidlsach. What happens out there to the goyim, by the goyim, it has an impact on us. And that's not what happens. It's that type of an impact. So that's very good. That must be the Pshat Taka. But this is Taka now. This is what you see. Shlomo HaMelech said, this is it. Shlomo HaMelech, with all his chokhmah, with everything else, but the Arevus was extremely critical. Without that Arevus, he says, imagine Arevus, Avoinois, I never thought of such a deal. Avoinois, nechshavu loy l'schuyois. Yesh cheich mosuk mizeh. Okay, that's this Rashi. Now, there's a Sipurnu here. Let's take a look at the Sipurnu. Oh, I'm sorry, this is... One second. I'll call back in a few minutes. No, because my wife is in the hospital, so I have to... Okay, let's just do this quickly. Chikom amtakim, look at the Sipurnu. Chikom amtakim, ki omru, mo Hashem shoyamim chikim le'yiro le'toivloch. The palate of Hashem, His words, are sweet. Why is it mamtakim? He says, mo Hashem alkecha shoyamimoch. He says, ki im le'yiro v'chule, you know, the posuk, yes, Hashem alkecha, aleches v'drocho, laves Hashem alkecha, lishmor mitzvoisov, and everything there says, le'toivloch. So look what he says. You know what the sweetness of Hashem is? The yira. Yira is not sweet. Right? But when you realize that the yira is only l'toiv loch, that sweetens it. What does he want fear? Only fear just to keep us in line. He wants you to know there's a stick in the closet just to remind you that in case you get out of hand, and in case I would say your avas atzmacho is misgaber on your avas Hashem, you should know there's a stick in the closet. But it's all l'toiv loch. If it's l'toiv loch, then that stick becomes mamtakim. If a parents try this too on their kids, they used to beat the kids and say, I'm only doing this for your benefit. You know, I'm only doing because I love you. And that's really mamtakim. The problem is the kid says back to you, that you're not doing it because you love me. You're doing it because you're angry at me. You know what I mean? If they could really feel that, you know, shiftecho mishantecho, hey mo yinachamuni, that would be a different story. Then the taka would feel so. Chikoy mamtakim, he says, the yiris Hashem is l'toiv loch, that's sweet. V'chula machmadim v'chol ha-mechuvan hu l'man nasig chayim nitzchim v'nechmodim mikol zulosom. V'chuloy machmadim, the whole mechuvan of the whole Torah is only that we should get chayim nitzchim, eternal life, ha-nechmodim mikol zulosom. That is more desirous than anything else. If we know, it seems we have to know that. We have to know that which is ma shoyel miyimcho is all the toiv loch. V'kulei machmadim, and the whole mechuvan of everything is to give us and give us and give us a life, an eternal life, chayim nitzchiim, which is more precious, more desirable than anything else. Ze doidi, ke omru, where does it continue? Ke omru, oh, ke me'avas Hashem eschem. Deidi, why? Why does Hashem choose us? Why does Hashem give us? It's only me'avas Hashem. That has to be, that creates the sweetness when a person knows it's only because Hashem loves us. Everything He gave us was only because He loves us. That's a whole different story. V'zeh rei, וזרי לשיחנוי בסייחנו כאמרו כי לא יתר ששם אס עמוי. That we have to know two things, I guess, that chiko mamtakim, he says, v'chuloi machmadim. What do we need this? Let me ask you a question. You hear? Chiko mamtakim. Okay, that means I know that the yira is l'toiv loch. Kulei machmadim, that means I know that the whole mechuvan of everything is only to give us chayim nitzchiyim with the ultimate level of hanor. Zedoidi, I understand. And the whole motivation is because he loves us. I would say, that's it. What more do you need? I know the purpose is l'toiv lonu. Even the yira. I know that that the purpose is, the ultimate goal is chayim nitzchiyim, which is nechmodim from everything. Okay, all positive. Everything is positive motivation. Okay, not enough positive. By the way, it's not enough positive motivation that he wants to give us chayim nitzchiyim, but everything is l'toiv loch. We have to understand that everything he asks us to do, even the yira, is l'toiv lonu. If I didn't realize that the yira was l'toiv li, then that would interfere. Everything is l'toiv loch, and there is an ultimate goal. That's all. Hey, who's here? How you doing? That. Oh, but there is more. Then why does he need the rest? He says, "V'zerei l'shichna b'seichenu ki lo yita shashem esamui." What's that all about? I know that he loves us. I know that it's l'toiv lonu. Even the yira is l'toiv lonu. I know that the whole goal is chayim nitzchiyim. What's pushing?
Well, if he leaves, it's not going to be good for us.
What? No. Wait, this is the ultimate goal.
Yeah, but not if he decides to, next, done with you, okay.
No, not done. No, l'shichna b'seichenu. No, l'shichna b'seichenu means now. Good, but that's what he says.
Yeah, to keep
l'shichna b'seichenu. Ki lo yitashem es amo. No, he's not going to forsake us now and leave us alone in this world. L'shichna b'seichenu means in this world. V'osali mikdash v'shochanti b'seichon. I would say the pshat is like this. I thought that's what you mean. That may be Porsche too. But the pshat is like this. All of this ruchnis is not enough unless I feel that friendship with him too. He's with me now. This is the mistake. This, I've been hacking a chaynik for years. We can't wait for Yenevelt. You know, when I was a kid, I always heard my grandmother, all that. Yet in Yenevelt, she was suffering. She got burnt. That's maybe why I'm so against pressure. A pressure cooker exploded on her once. She was an old lady. A pressure cooker exploded, and she was in bed with burns for months, I remember. You know, like pressure cookers, she was cooking chicken or something, and the whole thing, you know, you put too much pressure and it explodes. So, and she said, oh, in Yenevelt, it's not, you suffer, you know. You say, oh, in Yenevelt, in the next world, oh, it's going to be right. No. So what's the pshat? So it's the pshat. That's not enough. Look at this. You tell me that the yira is l'toiv loch. You tell me that the mechuvan is chayim nitzchiyim hanechmodim mikol zulosim. And you tell me all of this is how much he loves me. Very nice. All very nice. So, but the one thing is missing. Zeh doidi v'zeh rei. I have to know he's my friend. My friend is what? My friend's right here with me. My friend is my playmate. My friend comes to go for a walk with me. My friend plays basketball with me. My friend, whatever he does. I need to have my friend. L'shichnoi b'seichenu. And that's ki lo yita shehashem amoy. If we would not be able to feel Hashem as our friend in this world, that he's dwelling amongst us, that was v'osali mikta shushchanti b'seichem, then all of these other things, I know everything is l'toiv lonu. I know that the ultimate goal is nechmodim mi'akol l'chayim nitzchiyim. And I even know that me'avas Hashem, how much he loves me. It's not enough that you love me from the vaitens. L'shichnoi b'seichem. I need a friend here. Yeah, I got a friend, you know. My friend went away, and after 120 years, he loves me the whole time, and he's thinking about me all the time, and he's my best friend, and he's on Mars, you know. And and after we get reunited, and I come to Mars, we're gonna have such a blast together. But right now, I don't have that friend. That's part of the formula. That's so this is mamish, a formula for a positive relationship with Hashem. No matter how positive the other ingredients are. Also, and that's the Maisa. I don't want to say for sure, but the Maisa, that's what Hillel told the Goy. Madalochsani lechavruch leisavid. Rashi in the first pshat learns, lechavruch is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reyacho v'reyovicho, that word of Reya, Roi, Rei. Reyacho v'reyovicho al tazav. He says, you know the pain of a friend? It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your friend. Don't pain him. Don't go against the relationship. Don't breach the relationship with your friend. That's kol hatoyra kula ve'idach perusha zil gemor. And we have to feel, when we talk about the next world in the most glorious terms, and here he didn't just talk about the next world. He talked about the next world, and he talked about Hashem's love for us now, and he talked about all of the mitzvahs l'tov lonu, and all to bring to this glorious... I need to know. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amoyde ve'osoli miktosh v'shochanti v'soichem. If I don't have a current friendship with him, all of this is missing something. Have a good day, gentlemen. That's right.